I'm going to invite Fred to come up and talk to us at this point. Fred, don't get too comfortable there. Come and join us. Fred has, as I mentioned at the start, has been here to be part of the HTB Leadership Conference. Fred is also part of the CARIS sort of line of command, and he's sort of the coordinator for English-speaking Africa for CARIS. So, Fred, talk to us. Bless us, we pray.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. I was given 10 minutes, so I will use 9 minutes. And in the 1 minute, I'll give out this pamphlet about our community. Read about it and pray for us. Some people have already got it, those I have met at different dinners. Okay. I encountered Jesus in 1990. As a young man in university, I went back to my home diocese, which is Masaka, about 1.8 million Christians there. And then I started working and was also involved in the charismatic renewal. I was involved in starting very many prayer groups. And then I saw that the work I was doing would build up and then disappear. So then I got involved in starting the Holy Trinity community. It was initially a living community, and then later on we expanded it to have non-residential members. We have now 80 full-time members of the community, and then we have a residential part of the community where we have 6 to 12 young people every year who come to serve full-time. Now, in between then, we got involved, me and Pauline, to start a youth ministry called National Evangelization Teams, and we did that for about 12 years, reaching up to 30,000 young people every year across Uganda, and the fruit of that is actually beginning to flow into Europe. Many of the missionaries we have in Net Ireland come from Uganda, and then also we have many in Australia and some serving in the US. I really believe some will also come to London when we continue to collaborate and partner in ministry. Now, the other thing, as part of that, coming to CARIS, people have asked me about CARIS. I think CARIS has been providentially brought into place by the Holy Father to really help promote the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which we all promote and love and desire, has impacted our lives. So that is why CARIS is there, promotion of the baptism in the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Father has said, go to the whole church. I give you the whole mission is the whole church. It's not just the 100 people in your community, but it is to the whole church. And none of us can be able to reach the whole church just on our own. We need strategic alliances and partnerships in ministry to be able to build synergy, which helps us to achieve more than what we would reach on our own. So that's why CARIS is there. The second thing is about ecumenism, Christian unity. And the Sword of the Spirit for the last 50 years has talked about ecumenism. And the Holy Father has said, please, CARIS, be at the service of Christian unity. And that's what we do. The third thing is service to the poor. And the poor will be with us always, but then we need to practically find a way on how to be able to do that. I was involved in ministry, bringing together hundreds, thousands of people, praying for people, seeing healing, deliverance. And then at the end of every conference, people would come to me. I have no food, I have no school fees, I have no. So it's an integral part of evangelization and ministry. So those are the three things that we really do in CARIS. And through that, that's when, again, we meet again with Jean Barbara, who we have worked with on the Commission for Communities, okay, serving communities in English-speaking Africa, but also in West Africa. In West Africa, there are more than 300 communities. In English-speaking Africa, we have 6 active communities. And yes, I've talked about our community. I've given briefly about my testimony. I have talked about what we do in Caris. And the final point, cross-fertilization always helps in building and growing ministry. So I invite you to Africa. Your life will never be the same the day you step in Africa. And I usually tell people, when you reach heaven, it will be Africans leading praise and worship. And you will really, really feel out of place when you have not tested it here on earth. So I invite you to Africa, and please pray for us. We will continue to pray for you. We are very grateful for the hospitality. We have learned a lot from you. Every morning when we hear Neil and Rose waking up to pray together and they're playing the guitar, it reminds us to pray as a couple. You have invited us in your homes. You have fed us, and you have really looked after us. We are going back to Africa with full hearts and also energized to serve the Lord the more. The Charismatic Renewal is very big. Just in English-speaking Africa, the estimate is 10 million in the renewal. We can have a conference easily with 10,000, with 1 million in Nigeria. I was there. I've seen this face-to-face. So the need is enormous, but also the fruit is really there, and it will flow back into Europe. So let's pray for each other and support each other in ministry. God bless you.
How many minutes? Stay there.